Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, December the 14th, 2014.
Good evening, church. Are you excited to be here? Okay, I'm stretching it just a little bit because there's people in the hallways going, oh, wait, it's starting because someone's on the platform. Hey, thank you for coming. For those of you that are visitors here, my name's Kelly. I'm one of the pastors, and we are glad to have you with us. We are hoping that this evening will be far more than a performance. It will be a worship experience and one that we will never forget. So let's go to the Lord, and let's pray for these folks that are going to take this platform this evening and prepare our hearts as well. Father, thank you that we can come to you because of and through the cross of Jesus. And ultimately, Lord, that is why you came, to live the life we could never live, to die the death we deserve to die, that we might be united to our Creator forever, for an everlasting joy. God, together we lift up our hearts for these folks who will be playing instruments and singing and speaking, for Fred and others as they direct. God, we just pray that you would energize them, that they would remember everything that needs to be remembered. And Lord, again, that tonight would not be about a performance that we might make much of a choir or singer or performer or church, but that you would unite our hearts with a desire to do all we do tonight is worship unto the Lord Jesus Christ, that this would be a sweet aroma unto you. So for those of us in the audience, as we listen, prepare our hearts and fill our hearts with joy, and let us experience you tonight. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray, and all God's people said, amen.
Kids tonight for helping us out there to start the program. Parents, I'm going to ask you if you would make sure you wave and get your kids back to the seat and they can sit with you the rest of the time and enjoy our opening here. Just want to say thank you. I'm Fred Holcomb, the music pastor here, and we are just welcome you to our service tonight. And as Kelly said, hope that it's not just a fun time, but an encouragement to you spiritually and a worship time as we sing together. This opening section here, the first five or six things that we do, is just a celebration of Christmas and what Christ has done for us. And celebrating his birth, as the song said, on Christmas Day. And we'll hear some scripture reading from some kids in a few minutes, and a handbell solo and a string ensemble. So we're looking forward to our program tonight. Hope you'll sit back and be blessed by the music that you hear tonight.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem. Over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory. Jesus is now the star divine.
that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, and to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Because
there was with the angel
a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
it falls my lot to alert you to one or two things. The main part of the program is going to be starting here in just a few moments, and I think we talked a little bit about the whole concept of the Messiah and everything associated with messianic truth and prophecy, and you're going to hear a whole lot of that in the music and some of the things that are going to be portrayed for us in the next little while. So I think you're going to enjoy that. And at the close of the program, for everyone here, there is the opportunity to go back and to have some first-class fellowship in the back. And the way Baptists do it is we find a way to eat. So we'll go back, and if you're a guest, nobody's bringing anything. It's all been prepared, and it's back there waiting. And the only thing that stands between you and the food is the choir right now. And so we look forward to that time of fellowship and getting to know folks. So let's thank the Lord for the opportunity to give. We'll ask our men to come at this time. Father in heaven, we thank you for this season, and we thank you, Father, for Advent and your coming. And Father, as we remember these things, we remember that ultimately you came into the world to provide a sacrifice for our sins. And so I pray, dear Father, that first and foremost, we'd be thankful for all that you've done for us. We pray that you'll use this time to inspire us and encourage us to walk for you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Which have been fulfilled. The voice of a prophet declares the intention of Almighty God. The Lord Himself will give you a sign. It is a solemn promise, a covenant between Himself and His people.
I look into the future and I see the nation of Israel, a king, a light like a star, light will rise in that nation like a comet. He will come from Israel.
The proclamation is true.
The promised one, the son and heir of all creation.
The Messiah.
The king is coming.
Come, O come, Messiah King.
Messiah King, promised a son, sent to redeem us one by one, so we may tell the wonders of your matchless love,
Generations come and go. Hope is waning. The people implore Yahweh to deliver them.
O Lord, how long shall we cry to you for help and you not hear? What about the prophecies?
Silence. Centuries of silence.
Suddenly, Yahweh announces the promise again.
What they did not realize,
could not imagine,
is that Yahweh himself would be the covenant.
The messianic hope of the centuries would find fulfillment in a baby.
A mystery.
God, come to live with man.
No eye has seen.
No ear has heard.
Nor human heart conceived.
What God has prepared.
O blessed eternal.
Now listen and cry no more.
The one who made the stars is coming.
Yahweh, hear our plea. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, heroic in battle. Lift your heads, you gates. Be lifted, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Now he says, come back to me. I'll heal your wayward hearts. My anger is turned away from you. Oh, come then, my beloved one, come. I'll love you freely. Your soul's winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth, and the season of singing has come.
Thank you. The angel announcement sent Mary's world spinning. Scarcely did one thought arrive until another took its place. She trembled in joy and fear. One question alone, one thought held fast. What of her betrothed? Oh, let the whole world turn away, but not Joseph. Surely, surely he would see the truth in her eyes.
Joseph good, oh Joseph true, an angel spoke, he's chosen you. The sky was bright, my heart stood still, a baby king. By God's own will. What can I do? All seems the same, but Joseph dear, he called.
So it was, at just the right moment, in the fullness of the Father's time, his only son was born, child of a virgin, entrusted to this young couple from Nazareth.
This was a time of answers before questions had even formed. The Prince of Glory, the promised Messiah, has come. Now earth becomes home to this child of heaven.
Dwell here among his own.
Now the sun sets on another day, and monarchs in a distant land scan the horizon and observe an extraordinary event. An unknown star stands blazing like a beacon in the east. Miraculously, it is fixed on a singular location. The prophetic significance is clear. This natal star set in the heavens honors a king like no other king before. Gathering what they would need for the long journey ahead, they set their faces toward the ancient land of promise, and with great joy, they came to see the Holy Child.
Great joy, great joy, great joy.
brought to Jesus by the kings were priceless treasures, but not timeless treasures. They were temporal.
The Master reminds us that the real treasures are those that are laid up in heaven, untarnished, pristine, and though Jesus walked this earth as a man, he was always mindful of the eternal.
That's why he came. He would show his love for us in a most miraculous way, a way that would allow us to be with him forever.
God. He is the heir to heaven's throne. He is God in human form. He is the star of the morning.
Free.
Lord Jesus, you are the star of the morning, light of the world, the firstborn over all creation, lying in a manger.
We look at the stable and see glory laid aside. The ancient voice echoes, "I will come again."
It is your voice, the voice of promise.
And together with all the saints through the ages, we pray, "Come. Oh, come, Messiah King."
Yes, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Messiah King, promise of rashless love, Emmanuel.
Come, O come, Messiah King, promise of
Brett, that was spectacular. I had a front row seat or a middle of the road seat, and I was almost surrounded by bases, so I don't know how it could have been any better. But boy, it was absolutely fabulous, and orchestra, fabulous. Have thought about lots of decisions that I've had to make over the years and had to lead the church in terms of thinking about things, but one of the most, I think, significant decisions that we made was when we responded to God's call and we issued a call to Fred and Tina to come and to be involved in this ministry. Don't know that the first time we talked to Fred about it, he said, "No way, Jose." And about a year later, we got our act together and we began to work through some things. And so we made contact with Fred and Tina and we asked them to come up here. And we decided to take them out and wine and dine them at El Mason. And so Mary and I and Fred and Tina got together. The only thing would have been better is if we'd just, you know, gone to Crystal, I guess, or Armando's, but had a really great time. And the more that I got to know Fred and Tina and the heart that they have for the Lord, I knew that they were the kind of people that were going to lead us in a right direction. And so, again, thank you, Fred, for what you've done for us. With this, and there's just a ton of folks, and so as you see them and in the back as we're fellowshipping and eating, I hope that you'll take some time to talk to folks and see a little bit more about them. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the food you are about to eat and that you'll just bless it to our bodies, and we thank you, Father, for your coming Messiah who has come and who is coming again, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.